It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Taco Bell is the latest fast food chain adding breakfast to its menu. While some of the breakfast offerings might not be good for the waist, companies realize it's good for the bottom line. Here with a look at the business of breakfast is Rebecca Harris, director of Chatham University's Center for Women's Entrepreneurship. Rebecca, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. Now, Paul, did you have breakfast this morning?
You know, I actually kind of skipped it, but you know, I am a person that really enjoys a good breakfast, and I have to think that Pittsburgh is a place where you can get one, and we'll talk about that. But what do most Americans eat for breakfast?
Well, the top 10 things that we have for breakfast are coffee, cold cereal, fruit juice, milk, bread, eggs, fruit, hot cereal, tea, and sandwiches. And the latest
sandwiches.
So the latest craze when eating out are breakfast sandwiches. People are getting their sandwiches on the go. You don't usually make them at home. But by the end of 2012, 46% of all breakfasts that were ordered at a restaurant included a breakfast sandwich, which was actually more than the number of breakfasts which included coffee, which was only 42%. So I think our coffee drinkers are waning a little bit. So
with that list that you just mentioned, you mentioned coffee first. Is that if nothing else? So you're not necessarily saying that it is a matter of including the coffee, that if at the exclusion of other things, coffee will be the one thing everybody goes for.
Yes, except for children, and hopefully the children are not drinking coffee or other products that have caffeine in them.
Probably a good healthy choice,
sure. Right.
So, all right, as we always do, let's look at the numbers.
Okay, so the percentage of Americans who eat breakfast every day, I'm included in that number. Why should you ever miss a meal? 44%. The percentage of Americans who believe breakfast is the most important meal is 93%. I'm not quite sure about the disparity there, Paul, because many believe that it is, and not as many are eating it.
So. Well, it's like somebody that maybe has a vice like having a drink. Perhaps it may not be the healthiest thing for you, but you want that.
You want right. So, the percentage of breakfast meals that include eggs, 12%. The percentage of children who eat sweetened cereal for one or more breakfasts is 73%. I hope I'm not teaching those children today, because you really have to watch sugar in a lot of breakfast foods. So really be careful about that. Percentage of parents who eat breakfast with their kids, 80%. And the percentage of school children who eat breakfast is close to 80% as well. Now, this is interesting, Paul, because breakfast accounted for nearly 60% of the restaurant industry's traffic growth over the past 5 years. And it's really made a difference in restaurants overall, because the other day parts, which are lunch and dinner, are falling a little bit more than breakfast. We served in March 2010, which was the last data that we could find on this, 12 billion morning meals were served at U.S. restaurants. Think about that. That's a lot of breakfast.
Well, let's talk about Pittsburgh in particular.
Okay.
And those of us that live here and know that there are some pretty good places to have breakfast if you have the time.
Yes.
What do we love to eat for breakfast?
Okay, so we're big fans of breakfast here in Pittsburgh, and our research showed that except for the amount of coffee we consume, which is huge, our other favorites include bagels, pancakes, omelets with home fries, and breakfast sandwiches, no less. So a couple of the healthier places I wanted to note, because a lot of people who are looking at low-fat or vegetarian or vegan might consider Zenith on the South Side, which has a vegan vegetarian Sunday brunch, or Eden in Shadyside, which also has really great vegan and gluten-free opportunities to get some good stuff. So we do have that healthy side of us.
It's Essential Pittsburgh, and we're here with Rebecca Harris, our business correspondent. Okay, so I'm envisioning a scene from a Humphrey Bogart movie.
Oh, no.
I can't think of the movie, but he's trying to get away from the police.
Right.
And
Which he usually did.
He's on the run, right?
Right.
But he stops. I think San Francisco is the setting of the movie. And he stops at a diner. He orders ham and eggs. He's going to have his breakfast.
Right, no matter
even
what.
Even though his life is in danger. Right. So I mean.
See, there you go. I mean, how could he go on the run if he didn't have his breakfast?
But that, I think, was the notion that you had to have,
you had to have breakfast.
And you didn't think about the cholesterol.
Right.
You had to have that bacon. And for some people, you had to have the eggs. focus. Have we gotten away from that? Are we coming back to that?
Well, we still love our bacon and eggs, but now you'll find turkey bacon, and you'll find egg white omelets, and you'll find low cholesterol eggs, and you'll find a lot of the other products that can be sort of substituted. Oatmeal, that's one of my favorites. But what's an interesting fact is, Paul, that the percent of breakfast skippers who are obese is 22%. So breakfast really, whether, you know, whatever part of the scale that you're on, literally the scale that you're on, you should be eating breakfast because it helps balance you for the rest of the day.
Well, you know, Badger Bob Johnson, he of the phrase, it's a great day for hockey, which
right.
has been immortalized in Pittsburgh, and he coached the Penguins to their first Stanley Cup. He had those guys convinced that they should eat oatmeal every day, and seems to have worked.
I think so.
What breakfast places have won Pittsburgh's hearts and stomachs?
Well, we have to start with Pamela's Diner, which is a prominent group of diners in Pittsburgh. Their specialties, of course, are, I mean, you know, the crepes. The crepe-style pancakes are really treasured. And in 2013, Pamela's Diner was featured in a Wall Street Journal article about what to do in Pittsburgh. During the United States presidential election in 2008, if you remember, Barack Obama visited Pamela's Diner for the campaign visit. And once elected, he brought Pamela's owners to the White House for a Memorial Day breakfast with the Obama family and 80 veterans. Now, how would you like to be going at the White House and cooking breakfast?
It depends. Is their breakfast as good as Pamela's?
They brought their Pamela's recipes and their ingredients, and they made pancakes. Is that cool?
That is cool.
Very cool. We have the Doorstop Restaurant, which is a favorite in Dormont. We have Nadine's, which is a locally family-owned and operated on the south side. You can't forget DeLuca's Restaurant, which is in the Strip District, and it's a return spot, a tourist spot, an endless menu of so many things. Another hot craze these days is our waffles. So there's Waffalonia, which is this great popular waffle from Belgium. So that has opened up. There's Eggs or Us, Bluebird Kitchens, which is downtown, only open during the week. But if you are a real aficionado of things like house-cured salmon, cucumber cream cheese, are you getting hungry now, Paul?
Yeah.
You want to go there. Square Cafe, and you can't forget Coco Cafe.
You know, you just answered a question for me. Why did Belgium knock the U.S. out of the World Cup? It was the waffles.
It was the waffles.
All right, we've got just a few seconds left, but where can you go in Pittsburgh to have breakfast around the clock?
Around the clock is Eaton Park for sure, Ritter's Diner, and IHOP. So we hope to see you at some of those breakfast places soon.
Are we leaving out Tom's Diner?
We might be.
Yeah, I think they're around the clock,
okay,
too.
Okay, so if they are, we don't want to leave them out.
No, not at all. All right, I think we've got it covered.
I think we have it covered.
Rebecca Harris is our business correspondent. She's director of Chatham University Center for Women's Entrepreneurship. As always, Rebecca, great thanks.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening to today's Essential Pittsburgh. Tomorrow, Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto makes his monthly visit to the program. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.